can never get enough of Naval Ravikant and his wisdom. So thank you for joining us again. In today's podcast, we will go deeper into the insights and steps of really how to become an independent knowledge worker. In our last podcast, we talked about how to become an independent worker. And today, as I understood, we will have some insights, which means it's going to be a little bit more practical how to do it. So what are the practical ways to become an independent worker?
And an independent knowledge worker. And so indeed, it's connected to the previous episodes. Those two are connected. And here the tips and insight that I'm going to share are based on the same work by Naval on wealth. They are actually connected, but there is no special order. Okay. So I will go through, but you can really take each of them in the order you want. And that's one aspect which I think interested in the vision of Naval, is that you can really take every sentence or every idea to reflect and apply by itself, yes. Mm-hmm. So one thing that we were mentioning, and I will connect the two episodes together, is again, we are into something to learn. So something very important for him, you need to be a continuous learner. And the two things that are very important if you want to be successful, again, it's not only the specific knowledge in the sense of only the knowledge, but more the know-how. And this is around the idea of building something that you can sell. And if you have the two, so you're able to build things or make things and then sell them, it's even better. Or you need someone to sell, but then you have a dependency. As I was saying, learn to have judgment and to develop judgment, which is knowing the long-term consequences of your actions. This, honestly, it's a quest. So I'm sure Naval maybe is there. You don't need to be there, but this is the idea that you will think more long-term. So here you play iterated games, but long-term games. So you are not into the short-term win. You really want to develop a business model. One example of this, for example, in this podcast, we try to avoid the news. So we had the 66th episode of the podcast, something like this, around 70 maybe at the time that we are recording.
Yes.
And actually, those, they are not related to this year or this month. Or so we are not talking about the weather today. Mm-hmm. Or about the situation, the economic situation that we are in.
It's so universal in a way.
Yeah, and they are not so much timely bound. And I think that's something important. So you try to make things that are going to last. And you want your action to have lasting consequences. And by the way, this is something that we underestimate constantly. When I did my first book, I couldn't know that it would be published and distributed for 10 years. I was really not expecting that at all. And actually, even the book on raw food that has been published for the past 6 years and it's going to be republished, same thing. So also, we tend to be in the moment, which is great, but there are things that can last and that's a big difference. One thing that is also long-term in the approach of Naval is that you should cooperate with honest people. And so you build lasting relationship. And it goes to something which I think is interesting, is that don't gamble everything on one go. There is something about don't gamble with people, don't be short-term, think of the long-term, build something without waiting for return and results. It's just because that's the thing that you think is the right thing to do at this time. One thing which is also interesting is that he's talking about something which is a triptych that people are all struggling to, and that's where it's kind of universal problem, regardless if you're an independent worker or not. we are always playing around three things, time, money, and our health. So for example, if you are an employee, you are renting your time in order to get money, and you are jeopardizing your health. And you are thinking that one day you will have the time and health, or one day you will have the money and health. And it's actually never happening. So this is a very risky thing. So one thing, and we're mentioning self-care, is that you should not rent your time, but also don't jeopardize your health thinking that you will have money in the future. Because if you get money, but you don't have the health to enjoy it, then it will have no value. So he has a very simple vision of retirement that, again, you have to put in perspective that he's a libertarian and he's also in America. But for him, retirement is stop sacrificing today for an imaginary tomorrow. And indeed, we are making sacrifice today, thinking that tomorrow will be fantastic. We will go fishing or I don't know what, doing nothing, where actually we have no idea if this is going to happen. And what tells the statistic is that more than often, people don't have the health anymore at that age to really enjoy it. So they make sacrifice all their life for something which is not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of sad. If you don't want to have regrets, don't play those kind of bets. It is a bet. And well, strangely, people don't think it's a bet and don't see it as taking a risk. Where, I mean, I cannot guarantee in 10 years if I would be in good health. Like, I'm not, I cannot read in a crystal ball. So it's very strange that people are making this bet, assuming that they will be in perfect health to enjoy that. It's just, for me, it always strike me. I think it's important to realize that we are making bets where we are not thinking we are. Key aspect of the tips for independent knowledge worker: earn with your mind, not with your time. So again, the whole idea behind that is, yes, to start, you can sell your time, but this is not your quest, or it's not where you want to go. And so a great designer doing a logo or something is not value on the time he's spending doing that, but on his mind. And I think here we are talking about something very important. And I did some slide, and we had actually Instagram live about pricing tactics. You want to deconnect and decorrelate as an independent worker your time from what you are paid. And why? Because actually you want to be a thoughtful, smart, and someone that will always try to improve his productivity. If you are paid by the duration, then you have no incentive at becoming faster or more productive or smarter. Because if you manage to get for a logo paid for 10 days of work, you don't want to now be able to do it in 5 days. So there is no incentive for you to be smarter, to do something.
Yes.
And you see that every time, and this is the human condition, and this is great, and it's something always in nature. We always improve, we get better, we adapt, so we can do things faster or better. And so to have an incentive which is based on you being lazy, I don't think it's a great incentive. So try always to be smart and reward by in your mind and not with your time. Naval is even more specific on this. It tells you, it's a warning. It says, guys, you are never going to get rich renting your time. So that it's hard to be more clear than this. And what he's trying to suggest is get paid for your judgment. So one simple way to see it.
Yes, you mentioned this in the last podcast.
The guy that did a storage of a mask before the COVID, and now he's paid for his judgment. So it's when you can anticipate something. If you saw something coming, like a new technology, and you write a white paper or an article or an ebook, and then people go into that, they will use this as a reference and their introduction to it. You have been wise because you spend the time in ahead of the others, digging into something. Now you are sharing it. It helps people to go faster into adopting it. So this is where you are paid for your judgment. So it doesn't need to be like pure wisdom and, you know, complicated things. Sometimes it's very simple. It's just seeing a trend before the rest and making a good use of that understanding or that insight. Naval is suggesting something which is fun, because if you remember in that podcast I was explaining, you should know that when someone has a lower hourly rate than you, you should subcontract, you should delegate. So if I spend 4 hours at hourly rate to make accounting, if I have an accountant which is cheaper and more productive than me, I should definitely ask him to do this for me. And this will be a gain. So we get proud of us wasting time, which we shouldn't. So to avoid this, he said that you have to set a high personal hourly rate, which every time you are procrastinate now, you feel bad because you are wasting money. And I think it's a smart idea. And this is to understand that your time has a value, and that's very important. And it has a value for you because your time is for you to rest, to recover. That's where to be creative, to do great things. So if you think your time has no value, now you are wasting it for different things. And then you sooner than later, you will realize, oh, I fucking waste my time. And now I don't have any more.
That's very smart. Yes. In this way, you can see
sometimes
if
it's
better to hire somebody so you don't waste your time.
Exactly. Sometimes when you have to focus on something,
just
you should avoid
it.
To do a time-consuming thing on the side that are taking all your energy from what you should focus on. Talking about wasting time, he has a tip which... It's very interesting because everybody is asking me for this. Oh, I don't have a network. I should do business networking. I should network. How you network, how you contact people. So it's not me saying that, but I kind of like it. For Naval, business networking is a pure waste of time. And I love it. So he said instead, be a maker who makes something interesting that people want. Show your craft, the right people will eventually find you. And that's very smart. Who knew Zuckerberg before he started? Who knew Bill Gates before he started? Actually, exactly nobody.
Yeah, and they didn't network.
Indeed, I think business networking, honestly, is a pure waste of time. And I think people before wanted to network, they should do the job. They should craft, they should prototype, they should start something. What is stopping you to do things? And today on the internet, you can really do things and you can experiment, you can start. And the good thing with this is that by the feedback of people, and then you will have people that will say, oh, I had the same idea, but I didn't see that way. Can you work with me and things? So, and this has been proven true. You can start, and this is something from Seth Godin, but I really like as well, he say you need only 10, meaning you have a great project, you started, you have a prototype or something going on, you share with 10 person, and this is enough. So if it's really interesting, it's all you need. So business networking is indeed a waste of time if first you have a high personal hourly rate. And if you really think that you have to build something that will bring assets and wealth in the long term. So we are, again, into you don't gamble, you don't, there is no shortcut, you are not suddenly going, you know, to. So that's why also you don't want to leverage the network of someone else, because this is a shortcut and you are not into that. You are more into really building something that hopefully will interest you, will be good, and something that you really be kind of proud, because also for me as an independent worker, again, you have accountability. So there is no job that you do that you are not proud of. Now, it may not end up the way you want it. People may not like it. This is something else, but you set your own standards. And Naval is also talking about the inner board, where your scoreboard is always yours. And this is very typical, where if, let's say, you are into photography, people from outside, they say, oh, I like this, I like this one. Oh, no, I like the color of that one. Or here, the composition, I really like that. But you, maybe something which is popular, you are not happy because it's not exactly what you wanted. And another one, you are very proud because this is exactly the moment. This is the composition. Mm-hmm. This is something that you were having a quest for. Maybe people cannot see that because they don't know the whole story behind. But it's your inner scoreboard. So it's your standard. Mm-hmm. The thing is that if you want to adjust and try to get a better judgment, it means very simply that you are looking to develop this, and by this, you will resist pressure to conform. So if the trend is into, a style, you know it's a style, but you are not into that trend. You want to develop your style. You have your standards. So sometimes in time, you will be lucky and suddenly you are perfectly in the hype. And sometimes you are not, but this is not your thing because you are building something that will make sense on the long term. That's why you see here that we are not into tips that are, it's actually, there is no shortcut. But the interesting thing, I think, for me, and that's why I wanted to share and that we talk about this, and there's two episodes about the work of Naval, is that it's a way to respect your work and do something that you can be proud of. And from there, to think it's enough. It's enough. Mm-hmm. You do the work. You want to cooperate with honest people. You don't gamble. You are iterating on the long-term game. You are learning. You are building something and you share this. And this is your contribution. And this deserves respect. And respect for yourself, so you feel good by doing this. And if you do this, and if you care about what you are doing, and you do what you care about, this is enough. You learn by it, but this is on your name. You respect it. You are not, trying to trick people into some things. No, you build something.